Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
Alrighty, so our guests today on Denizens of the Deep are Rewi and Kara from Kiko.
Hey.
And we're going to start off with listening to their brand new single, which has got a really nifty video too. It's called Ngaho Efa. So let's check that out, and then we've got them live in the studio for a little interview and some live music too. This one here. So that is Ngaho Efa. What does Ngaho Efa mean?
Translates to the four winds.
To the four winds. Ooh. Ngaho Efa. Yeah. It's quite a metal title, eh? To the four winds.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of based on Māori mythology, which I suppose is kind of semi-metal.
Yeah, there's quite seems to be quite a rich scene, right? We've got alien weaponry digging into that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice. So we've got Kara and Rewi here from Kiko. Rewi, tell us a bit about your history. I'm going to talk to Kara in a second, but what are some of the other bands that you've played in before you hooked up with this Kiko project?
Well, my first band was called Damage Tones, and I played in that with two other members that are in Kiko, the drummer Phil Peters and the guitarist who's playing bass in this, Wyndon Bradfield. And then we changed our name to Tangaroa, and then shortly after, who's the god of the ocean, and shortly after that our singer ended up drowning.
Oh.
Yeah, in a bit of a freak ocean accident. But yeah, and then so that band was shortly over.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I've been playing Harvey Knows a Killer for like the last 8 or 9 years, yeah. Which is a kind of psychedelic blues band, who I also play with Wyndon in. And yeah, and that's been on hiatus for the last year and a half. And then since that's been on hiatus, I've been trying to kind of get the Keycore thing cranking and off the ground, and here we are.
And so how did Keycore come about? What was the your kind of idea there?
Well, me and Cutter just kind of met up one
time.
Well,
I got a story. Basically, yeah, I went around to Rewe's for a little jam, and so I wanted to encourage him to do his own little thing, you know, write some songs. He had some jam in English and stuff, and then he showed me these amazing paintings he's got of all these Māori murals and like tikis and stuff. And then we were jamming away, and then he got this phone call, and then all of a sudden he was like talking hard out te reo Māori, like, and I was like, far out, man, you know, are you fluent in Māori? Yeah, let's just start a psychedelic blues rock Māori band, yeah? And there can't be too many of them around. And yeah, there we are. We did a little recording of Patu Paerehe, which is...
Yeah, with Nate, and then yeah, that track went so well that we decided to just, yeah, form a whole band around it.
Cool. So yeah, we played Patu Paerehe earlier on in the show. It's about fairies?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lot of our lyrics are based on Māori mythology, and that's kind of based on the supernatural kind of beings that were actually here before Māori.
There were these little redhead beings, apparently, that used to play flute and, what was it?
Entice people.
Entice and seduce women into
the forest and kill them and eat them.
Oh. Yeah.
In some,
we don't do
some
that.
Some cases.
But, right. You know.
Now, Cutter, I haven't met you, but I've heard and seen your name all over town and followed you as a guitarist. Like, you're one of those guitarists, I reckon. And you play in a bunch of projects too. Tell us a bit more about the different projects you're involved in.
Well, I'm in this band called The Wreckage. It's a hard out. Well, it's pretty much hard rock and blues, blues rock shred with a punch to the head, you know. We sort of get wrecked for a living in that gig. I've got this band called The Triptonites, which is a funky psychedelic band, and we opened up for George Clinton. That was really cool. And then I did a bit of time in this band Fly My Pretties for a little bit, and went over in England and Europe and played with this band Alabama 3, who wrote the soundtrack to Sopranos, like, woke up this morning, yeah, mm-hmm. That song. And yeah, just been sharing my wares and playing wherever I can get a gig. Whoever will put me up for the night, you know?
So, like, I'm curious, what kind of guitarist were you when you first started? Were you a shredder, or were you like a blues man? You know, like when you were like a kid, teenager kind of thing? Or?
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I wanted to be like, you know, play like Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Vaughan. I started on that sort of stuff. And then sort of, you know, Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple. And then my brother got me into Van Halen and all those Satriani-esque shredder guitarists. And then I went through a little jazz phase in high school, and that's when I used to go up to this place, Rikino's, where you were playing. And
oh, cut it out.
A few other guys.
Cut it out. So don't like, stop, yeah. Please.
Yeah. And then I went to this wicked Charlie Hunter gig you were playing at as well. I was like, man, yeah, you know, so. Oh, well, that was pretty cool. So I'm really, yeah, I'm just eclectic with lots of styles. Well, I guess I'm really a blues rocker, a little bit of jazz, and a little bit of country and a little bit of whatever, yeah.
We would love to hear you guys playing, and we'll get you around on my mic over here, actually, Cutter, so we
awesome.
Can so we can get those guitar tones. You can move that around. We'll just stand by, listeners, and while we do that, yep. I'll give you my headphones, so you can take those off, buddy, and we'll do that. This is the most exciting part of BFM is our moving mics around and things. And you're listening to 7 AM Swim, by the way. In about 17 minutes, you'll have Good Times Radio. We've got Sam and Chris coming in for that. And, okay, we're looking ready over here. You want to sit down on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, okay. This one.
All right, so you guys are taking over now.
Taking over this place. All right, let's give it a wheel.
This is our newest song. We just finished it, yeah, a couple of weeks ago. It's called O Wea Taukiriere. It's about the evolution of light. One, two, three.
we are up Wangarota Toru. Oh, where are potango tango, Wangarote ah. Kimi yana itiro, Vayakete marama. Kapoka kawa pacha. Oh, we're talking, yeah. Oh, we're talking.
Two of the guys from Kiko live in the studio. We've got Kara and Liwe. Did you have another song you want to play, or should we have a little quiet on?
And have a little
okay,
break.
Let's do that. I'll just we'll just switch positions quite very quickly.
But a early morning buzz there.
Yeah, there we are. So you guys got a gig coming up in November, eh?
Yeah, we've got our EP release at Galatos on the 23rd with New Telepathics.
Cool. Should we play one of their tracks?
Yeah, should be pretty fun.
We don't know what it's called, eh?
It's off their new album. It's the first time it's ever going to be played on the airwaves. So,
ooh,
yeah, enjoy.
BFM exclusive preview. Here's the track. Where are we? There, this one here.
Check me out, I'm door, my study was drawn by my own hand, my mother's land, my splinter eyes.
Yeah.
Figure out what their song's called. It's got too many vocal hooks, we can't decide. Possibly What You're Waiting For, that's what we typed in. Hey, thanks heaps for Rewi and Kara for coming in.
Awesome, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
had a great
so
time.
So that release, EP release gig date again?
23rd of November at Galatos.
23rd of November at Galatos.
Yeah, should have a new video coming soon and some art and some merch coming out. Yeah,
that video you've got up at the moment is boss. People should check that out.
Yeah, come give us a like on Facebook or whatever and follow our buzz.
Cool. Yeah. All right, see you guys. Thanks heaps.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Denizens of the Deep.
Let's try this one here. This is